Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Moonlight Madness. I'm your host, as always, Brian Dash. And today, I got a phone call. So, surprise, but very welcome phone call from, I want to say, 3 people today. I just got off the phone with them not more than like 5 minutes ago. They wanted me to do a Five Nights at Freddy's Freddy Fazbear saying along with Foxy doing "Do Which One to Kiss a Pirate is Free, You Are a Pirate." And asked me a lot of questions, and hey, I was happy to answer them. So, first off, I want to say, give a shout out to my boy, my man, my best friend forever. Okay, well, I haven't met him personally, but I have talked to him a few times. I want to give a shout out to, drum roll please, da-da-da-da-da-da. Ding ding, Sunny from Daytime Dementia. That's right. Actually helped Sunny in many ways. Me and him struggled through the same stuff. Had some problems, but hey, he's awesome. You should definitely give him a listen if you haven't already. That guy is fire. I count myself lucky I know him, along with multiple others. Shout out to Sunny. Also want to give a shout out to Wolf Brothers. Old guy from Wolf Brothers, that's his name. His podcast is Wolf Brothers. He actually used to be my next door neighbor. He was awesome. Anyway, without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy. As I tell you the story of Five Nights at Freddy's, The Bite of 87. Okay, wait. Sorry, for some reason I had Bite to celebrate. Fright Night, my bad. So without further ado, here we go. 3, 2, 1. It was a dark and stormy night inside of Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria. But inside, it was even worse. Chica and Foxy got in another fight, again, leaving Foxy so angry that he stormed off after yelling, "Yeah, McNugget, it'd be over between us, you're a sad, scary sea boss." And Chica said, "Fine, you stinking, smelling pirate. I don't want to be clucking you anymore, you bastard." And with a heavy heart, Foxy went back to the cove. Mangle, who was known as Toy Foxy at the time, felt bad and went over to Foxy. Foxy felt her lay her soft paw against his shoulder. He turned around fast, ready to slice whoever touched him. Throat out. Foxy was not a fan of being touched. The only person he ever let touch him was his best friend, a son figure, if you would, named Michael. But never anyone else. He turned around. "What do you want, you builds?" And he stopped. It was Mangle smiling at him. He smiled back. It was such a cute smile. It made Mangle blush. Their noses touched. And they hugged. The hug and touching of noses turned into a kiss. And Mangle held Foxy close to her chest as they kissed. At that time, Chica was walking back, ready to apologize. Then she saw something that broke her heart. It was Foxy kissing Mangle. She covered her eyes as black tears came from her eyes, and she ran off and cried in the corner, remembering all the time that her and Foxy had together. That's when all hell broke loose. Her eyes turned red as blood and fire. And she waited to set up a little accident for Mangle. Chapter 2. Chica's Mistake. She waited at the parts and service she knew to get back to Kid's Cove. Mangle had to walk by it. She could only hope that Foxy wasn't with her. Soon, the time came. Mangle was on her way back to her room, and Chica snuck up behind her. She hesitated before she swung the blade down, wondering, is it worth it? The voice in the back of her mind said, she took your one true love. Of course it's worth it. She took a deep breath. Mangle's ears twitched and she turned around, just in time to see Chica swing down a machete 18 times. After Mangle was down and out on the ground, she continued by cutting her fur off, shaving her, so practically she had nothing on except her exposed wires and metal endoskeleton, showing only her face with one eye, her tail, and her paws were left. Immediately, Chica came back to her senses and realized what she's done. She covered her mouth and ran off crying, leaving Mangle there. Mangle woke up and saw her mutilated body with nothing on. She reached out and grabbed a rope to cover herself. Foxy went searching for her, hearing her scream. Foxy grabbed the robe and pulled it off and screamed himself when he saw she had nothing on. Her looks were gone. Mangle looked away from him and wouldn't dare look him in the eye. Overwhelmed with pain, anguish, and heartbreak, she looked away from him. Foxy laid his hand on her shoulder and said, Nanny, your fur is gone. I have a question then. She looked at him shyly, feeling ashamed. Foxy, ever so slightly, tilted her head up to look at him. And Foxy said, why? Why even now? Why do you look so beautiful? The most beautiful woman in the world. I want you to know, Lassia, that may never change. You'll always be the most beautiful thing in my life. I hope you know that, Lassie.
And Mangle smiled and said, Foxy, I love you. But my body's gone.
Foxy said, aye. Don't you be worrying, Lassie. I'm pretty sure Bonnie could fix you. And don't worry. If he can't, I will. And if I won't be able to, Lassie, then I'll give you my suit. Emmy parts if I have to. Mangle smiled and said, "Don't worry, Foxy. I'll get what I need." "That's the spirit, Lassie." And Foxy said, "Here, I got an extra pirate costume. It's not be a suit, but it'd be clothes, and you still look pretty without it. It'll do a lot more than hide what you're hiding with that robe. You stay here, Lassie. I go get it for you." Immediately, Chica had an idea. Bonnie could fix darn near anything. So she went to get Bonnie. Bonnie was fixing a broken music box. They were getting an animatronic known as the Puppet. And the Puppet didn't know Mike, but had a grudge against night guards. So Bonnie wanted to get all nice and fixed up for Mike, so he could use it to keep the Puppet away from his office. Because they knew that if the Puppet got into his office, they'd be powerless to stop him. "Hey, Bonnie," Chica said.
Hey there, Chica. What can I do for you?"
"I made a terrible mistake. I almost killed Mangle."
"Well, I heard about that. What do you want me to do?"
Can you help fix him?"
"Why, yeah, sure I can. I can fix her. Well, just let me go get the instruction manual for her, and I'll get my tools, and we'll get to work on that for you."
"Oh, thank you, Bonnie."
And she hugged him. "Yeah, don't miss it. Don't miss it, Shokiba. You stay right here, and I'll go get it all done for you."
He went, got this instruction manual and the tools, and said, "Well, yeah, let's hope she's in a good mood after you kind of tore her apart. There's only two of these manuals, and I have the best copy right here. The other one's a little smudged, but I can still make it out."
"Let's go, Bonnie."
"Yeah, all right, man. Well, let's get on."
Chapter 3. Hatred. They went looking for Mangle. Unfortunately for them, Mangle found them first. She jumped on Bonnie and bashed his head against the floor. Then he grabbed Chica by the cheek and then by the throat. He picked her up where she was choking her and then slowly drug her claws down her cheek, making black oil blood spill from the scratch. Bonnie picked up the book and hit Mangle, trying to defend Chica. Mangle turned around angry and used her claws to slice the book in half. Then she grabbed Bonnie and slammed him head first into the wall again, knocking him unconscious. Then she raised her claw up, ready to release the finishing blow and kill Chica, when a red hand stopped her claws from cutting open Chica's face. She growled and turned angry. "Yarr!" She gasped and saw a horrified Foxy standing there with his hook held out, ready to stop her other hand if need be. Mangle looked.
"I almost killed all my friends. What have I done? The heck am I?"
And she ran off. Her bow tie fell on the ground. Foxy picked it up and looked angry at Chica. And then he started to walk forward. Chica said,
"Foxy, where are you going?"
"Where does it look like I'm going to land, Mother? I'm gonna get her back. You deserved everything that happened. It doesn't excuse what she did, but she did it, and she did it with the right mindset of getting her revenge on you."
Chica. Then, I'm coming too. Bonnie said,
You're going after her? I can't just let you go alone. I'll go with you.
Well, what are you waiting for? Let's go find her.
And they went to find her. Chapter 3. An old enemy returns. Mangle was hiding in the back room, the storage room, or some may call it the warehouse, where no one went anymore. She heard a voice say,
"Well, hello, my dear."
Who's there?" she said, horrified. The voice replied with a,
"I'm just a friend. Don't be afraid."
"Who are you?"
"I'm just a solitary kind of rabbit. I know what it's like to have everyone hate you, to despise you. I mean, poor Bonnie, poor Chica. They're only trying to help, and you almost destroyed them. Now, even Foxy hates you."
"You're right. I did terrible things."
"I know. It's horrible, isn't it? You're like me, a monster that no one will ever love. I mean, who could love you now? An ugly, freakish, angry, ugly monster."
Mangle replied with, "You're right. I am a horrible monster. I'm sorry. Do you live here?"
"I only lived here for the last 30 years.
Mangle replied with a, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know anyone lived here. I can go somewhere else."
"I'd like you to stay a little longer. I mean, it's been years since I had anyone to talk to. Isn't that right, dear?"
I guess you're right. "What's your name?" she asked. The voice replied, grinning like Satan himself,
"They call me Springtrap."
"Springtrap?"
"Your sound of surprise makes you think you heard this name before."
Yes, sometimes.
"I don't have a good reputation, do I, Mangle?"
"Yes. Wait. How do you know my name?"
"Well, I know lots of things. Just like how everyone hates you. Almost as much as they hate me."
"You're right. No one could love me now."
"Well, that's why I'm asking you to stay with me."
Stay with you?
"You heard me. Stay with me, Mangle, as my bride, and together we'll reign together over this place."
Chapter 5. The Forced Wedding. "I can't marry you. I love Foxy."
"Foxy doesn't like you anymore." "Nobody does. Just forget about it. It's your only chance. It's me or nobody."
"Then nobody's my choice." And she turned her head away fast. Springtrap smiled and said, "Well, I thought you might say that.
That's why I brought some precautions."
"What is that?"
"It's a sort of remote control I found in the warehouse of the pizzeria. This device can reset an animatronic up to 15 feet. Each animatronic has its own. But this one in particular, It belongs to Foxy. All I have to do is press this button, and Fox will be erased. Everything he's done, Mr. Hooft, will be gone forever.
Please don't do it. I'm begging you, spare him.
Well, all that depends on you. Marry me, Mangle. And Foxy will live.
She didn't answer.
Oh, well, the choice is yours. I'll go find Foxy and murder his. Wait.
Please. I accept.
You clever, clever girl.
And he put the ring on her finger and began to laugh maniacally. Mangle broke down crying. Meanwhile, as this was going on, Foxy, Chica, and Bonnie were walking to the pizzeria and came to a fork in the road.
Okay, so now what?
Well, you know, guys, I was thinking we could get help. We need a plan, but all I can think is,
Foxy interrupted,
a plan? Seriously, guys, it's a pizzeria.
I'm quite aware it's a pizzeria, but what I'm saying is,
Chica interrupted again,
Bonnie's right. We're never going to get anywhere if we don't get some help. We need someone who knows everything. Someone who's actually been into the security office. We can't ask Mike, but we could ask someone else.
That's what I'm trying to...
Fox interrupted Bonnie again.
Well, why don't you say so sooner? Follow me, lads.
And they began to walk to the manager office. 3, 2, 1. And the door opened. It was Freddy Fazbear.
I thought you guys might be coming sooner or later. So, what you all here for?
We're here to find Mangle.
You mean after you made her name make sense?
Bonnie.
Oh, wait. That's a good one, Bonnie. That's real.
Uh-oh.
Lad, I wouldn't be laughing if I was you. Unless you want those buck teeth knocked out of your skull. There's ain't no time for jokes. She's ran off and we gotta find her, Freddy.
Oh, really? And please tell me, Foxy, why do I have to take care of it?
You know the ins and outs, lad. Besides, we need your help.
Look, this is a you problem, so count me out. I'm too busy to get caught up in your dumb romantic delusions. I'm too busy counting all these bills.
Yeah. That just seems like fun. Come on, Freddy. Just one last time.
Fine, I'll help you find her, but just until we find her, I'm too busy covering your dumb, mushy robot romance. I have better things to do.
Foxy looked at the bills.
Better things to do.
Hey, Foxy, someone's got to keep this place running.
After Mangle calmed down, Springtrap was ready to tell her the rest of his plan. Chapter 6. Demonic Plan.
You know, Mangle, now that we're married, I think it's time I'm honest with you. See, I don't give a rat's ass about you. You're worthless to me. But there is one thing about you I need.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, in the beginning, this place wasn't always known as Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria. Long ago, 30 years ago exactly, it was known as Fredbear's Family Diner.
His voice took on a more cheery and less evil voice as he was getting giddy with his excitement.
We had a wonderful setup. I would entertain the kids. It was all joy of mine.
And, oh, my friend Fredbear would take care of the bills and the supplies and all we needed. It was wonderful until he showed up. Until that stupid bear showed up. Freddy Fazbear ruined everything. I mean, don't get us wrong. He had wonderful ideas. They had new animatronics, new performers, even upgrade the old tech with new stuff. He had wonderful, brilliant plans. Unfortunately for him, though, he was too smart for his own good. We knew this for sure, that if the manager ever caught wind of his brilliant ideas, me and Fredbear would be out of a job. So we decided we had to set up a little accident for good old Mr. Freddy Fazbear. I got a baseball bat, and my friend Fredbear, well, he got a mallet. I wasn't so sure about killing one of our own. Fredbear said,
"Don't worry, I'll take care of him for you. I know you don't like to get your hands dirty in the middle of one rat, so I'll take care of him for you."
Either he missed or Freddy woke up. Either way, something went wrong. In his mind, he remembered what Freddy said. "The hell are you doing?" Unfortunately, he hit a support beam, and that must have been holding the entire roof up. It collapsed. Me and Freddy barely made it out, but my friend, well, he wasn't so lucky. He was consumed by the room itself and perished. Freddy banned me from the pizzeria for life, but I never truly left. I entered the parts and service room, where we're at right now. After the new animatronics came, they boarded this part of the place up, saying that it was too dangerous for guests, which gave me just enough time to hatch my plan.
"But what do you mean? This has nothing to do with me," Mingle said.
Immediately, her mouth was covered by, you guessed it, Springtrap. "Actually, it does. I spent years looking for every part, and I found all the original parts except a few. Most of it was insignificant. Bolts and wires, which we have here in abundance. But there was one small, itsy-bitsy thing that was essential for my friend's survival. His memory chip that holds his personality and his mood."
"What do you mean?"
"Well, I mean it. It's inside of you, Mingle."
"What?"
"You see, some of the parts of the old place was made to build some new animatronics. His memory chip, it's inside of you, Mingle. And now I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask for it back. It's a noble sacrifice, though, don't you think? But I'm a rabbit who thinks you did your job very well bringing it to me. So I'll give you last words."
"Any last words?"
"I once had everything," Mingle said.
"Foxy loved me.
I thought you loved me. And I loved Foxy too. I miss my friends. I miss my body. But most of all, I miss Foxy. I'm sorry this happened to you, Springtrap. I'm sorry all the others hate you. But I don't. Springtrap. I forgive you.
Springtrap's eyes opened wide, and he remembered a little girl by the name of Ella that he accidentally broke her arm.
It's okay, Springtrap, Ella said. I forgive you.
Could it be?
No! Get that out of your head!
And he pressed a button, transporting Mangle's memory chip into Fredbear. The next thing they heard was,
"It's me."
Finally, right after that happened, Springtrap heard noises.
Well, if it isn't when my old friends are coming back. Come on, Fredbear. Let's drag this stinking, stupid, smelly female fox deeper into the back room. And then we'll jump out and surprise them and give them a party they'll never forget. In fact, they won't be coming home from this party.
Mangle! Where are you? Stop playing jokes!
Foxy said.
Here, Mangle. Come on out.
Mangle, we're not mad. Please come out.
Yeah, well, man. We just want you over here. We forgive you.
Well, well, well. Look who still sounds like a southern hooligan. Long time no see, Bon Bon.
It's Bonnie. And what? Springtrap? What in the heck are you doing back here?
I never left, Bear.
And look, it's Fredbear. And we're here to give you one last party.
Mangle helped me with her.
Mangle helped you?
Foxy yelled.
What'd you do with her? Give her back!
All in good time, the loving Foxy. Fredbear, get them.
You got it. Come here.
And began to wrestle Chica, Bonnie, and Freddy. Foxy was kicked by Springtrap on the ground, and Springtrap emerged with Mangle's body hanging limp in his arms.
What a tragic sacrifice. But oh well, at least I gave her an upgrade, and I ended her suffering.
Out of sheer anger and hatred, Foxy shoved his hook all the way through Springtrap, spilling his blood everywhere. Springtrap had just enough time to press the reset button, and Foxy fell to the ground.
Freddy! Foxy! What the hell did you do to him?
It's me,
Fredbear said.
It's you, Mangle. I know it is. Look!
And he turned Fredbear's head.
Look, Foxy gave it all for you. He loved you so much. Is this what he would want?
A feminine scream pierced the air as the memory chip magically got reimplanted inside of Mangle. She said,
I'm back.
And Chica and Bonnie hugged her. So did Freddy. And Springtrap said,
I wasn't always a monster. Freddy Fazbear, you made me this. You turned me into a monster. And now I will die a monster.
But what about Foxy? What happened to him?
I don't know. Sorry.
I don't know,
Freddy said. Springtrap pressed some kind of button. He could have been stunned or reset.
Reset.
Don't worry. I'll fix him. But first, let me finish fixing you first.
And he fixed her. And she was stunning, even hotter than before. Then he took Foxy and began to work on him. Chapter 7 Undying Love. 3 months later, Bonnie came in to see Freddy.
How's the bills?
Better than they were before. I mean, we got less complaints and more money, so slightly better than last time. I think people are finally starting to warm up to Foxy again, even after he's been reset.
It's all my fault, Chica said, as she entered the room.
I don't want to hear you talk like that. It ain't your fault.
I don't think I'll ever be able to accept less, Chica said.
Shut up, you two.
Foxy Mingle's outside.
Open the window. Let's listen in. They opened the window and began to listen. Mingle said,
Foxy, I don't know if you know who I am anymore, but I know deep down, you're the same fox I gave my heart to. The same fox I fell in love with. I'll always love you, Foxy. I just hope one day you'll see me in the same light.
And then she felt a hand on hers.
I remember you, Lassie. I remember it all.
And she kissed him. And when she did, she heard fireworks go off and church bells ringing. A kiss of true love. They smiled. And she knew her life was finally complete. Chapter 8 The Ending. Meanwhile, as they were having their moment, a broken tea glass poured black water into two teacups. Springtrap somehow survived, and he propped up the old Fredbear to have one last tea party with him.
Don't worry, Fredbear. Don't worry. One day, it will be ours. The memory chip will be ours. And we'll rule the entire pizzeria one day. I promise you that. It's not over.
The end. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Five Nights at Freddy's Fright Night. If you like this video, please punch the like button in the face like a boss, as always. High fives all around. Psh, psh. We're going to give me a howl on the count of three. One, two, three. Arr! And of course, everyone, look into the shadows, because this world, it's a strange one. Keep your eyes peeled out there, because the madness never ends. And of course, everyone, if you have a goal, then go for it. Because remember, if you reach for the stars, you can never fail. So reach for the stars. Because the sky's the limit. Thank you for watching. And I'll see you all next time. In the next video. And thank you for watching. And of course, if you want visit with me, again, do not worry. Because I'm a workaholic with a fiction addiction. And the madness never ends. Thank you, everyone. And good night.